brought to you by WorldWrestlingInsanity.com.
What's up, guys? You did it. You found your way to part two here on JG's Radio Free Insanity for Friday, June the 9th, 2006, right here on WorldWrestlingInsanity.com. As I mentioned a lot in part one, this section of the audio is not safe for work. In other words, there is bad language, lots of it, coming up your way in the interview. So if you don't like bad language, you have two choices. You can either stop the show right now, stop listening, maybe read a recap over on PW Insider or one of the other sites that has the press release up, or you can cover your fucking ears. So either way, whatever you guys decide to do, cool with me. Tracy Smothers is going to join us on the phone line, and Tracy's an old school guy in this business. Really, he's big on respect. He's big on giving respect. He's big on getting respect. And he's really one of those guys that doesn't really take too much from anybody. So he's got a lot to say this week. Going to really talk a lot about some of the challenges he has going out. Kurt Angle, JBL, Dave Meltzer, we talked about it in part one. So that's all going to be joined here. One of the things, actually, in the book that we do talk about, World Wrestling Insanity, the book, which, again, for the third week in a row, I just heard from ECW Press, is their top-selling title again. So once again, thank you guys for helping to make the book a success. I really appreciate it. One of the things within the book that we do discuss is the first ECW one-night stand and how WWE looks at the ECW product. And Tracy Smothers is actually a former trainer for ECW. So a lot of those guys who went out there and wrestled for ECW, the new ECW, went through Tracy Smothers' training. So he takes it kind of personally when they sit there and they call them garbage wrestling and they call them this and they call them that. So that's all going to be addressed within the interview. I think you guys are definitely going to find it interesting. So be sure to check it out. And be sure to pick up World Wrestling Insanity, the book. Many reviews coming up. It's been covered. Derek Bergen had a review of it over on Figure 4. Canadian Bulldog did one over on Online Onslaught. I just appeared on a few different shows. We got a lot more reviews coming up. I'll let you guys know all about it. But yeah, be sure to pick it up. Drop me an email. Let me know what you think. Hopefully you liked it. So that'd be cool. So without further ado, guys, let's get them on the phone. Not safe for work. Cover your ears if you don't like bad language, because we are going to welcome to the show Tracy Smothers. Let's cue it up.
Brought to you by WorldWrestlingInsanity.com.
All right, guys, so join me in welcoming to this week's show the one, the only, he's a full-blooded Italian, and his name is Tracy Smothers. Tracy, what's going on, man?
What's happening, James?
One of the reasons why I was definitely interested in having you on is, I mean, you are big on issuing the challenges, and you've actually, I mean, you've challenged JBL, you've challenged Kurt Angle, you've challenged Daniel Puter, you've challenged Dave Meltzer. Yeah, I mean, it seems to be the running theme for you.
Yeah, I think those guys are all fags, man, you know.
Okay.
Bring them on, man, bring them on. I ain't got nothing else to do.
Well, I mean, one of the things that got me about you was Kurt Angle came out and he made the open challenge for ECW One Night Stand, and it was kind of one of those WWE gimmicked challenges where I'll fight anybody, and the whole thing was a setup for Randy Orton to show up on Monday and accept the challenge. But you actually, as a former ECW wrestler, accepted the challenge the day before that on your message board.
Yes, I did. I saw it on the internet, I guess, on one of the sites or something, and I thought, well, why not? I'd heard that I had heat for, calling out JBL and some stuff I said about Stephanie and things like that, and I wasn't going to be there. So, you know, that's what I was told. You know how it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
My cat and I'm working this week, Tuesday through Saturday. I had Sunday off, and I thought, well, heck, why not? I didn't know if it was a work or shoot or what the deal was. You never know with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the TiVo, and I watched the SmackDown, and listened to Paul E., and I know how Paul E. does things. And, you know, he works, shoot, whatever. You know, I don't know. But I thought, well, heck, why not? So I had my webmaster and just typed it out word for word and just challenged him. Why not? You know, I ain't got nothing else to do.
Absolutely.
If they call me, I'm going to fight him. But I don't guess that's going to happen.
Yeah, I think the call is going to come. I mean, have you had any contact with them since last year.
I got a call from somebody about 6 weeks ago about the pay-per-view Sunday, and he was going to push for me and talk with others that were too. And I got another call this past Saturday from somebody, and he was going to talk with someone who was supposed to talk with me, and I never heard nothing from him. So when I just saw that, I just threw it out there, and I thought, why not? You know, I'll fight him. I mean, I'll fight him right now. It doesn't make any difference. I didn't think it was real cool when they all sat up there and made fun of us and called us all garbage, and you know, and talk like we were all gonna get our ass kicked, going to this, going to that, and of course what Bradshaw did to Meany, and you know, and so if they don't like it, I don't really care. And what I said about Stephanie was quote unquote, I said she ought to be bitch slapped like she did in Jim Ross.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was cool. I really didn't. I didn't think that was cool. The man's not in good health. I didn't think it was cool, the whole deal, and I heard that he didn't even know that Linda kicking him in the nuts was going to happen. And, you know, he helped me a lot over the years. And, you know, I know how he likes to humiliate people. So, you know, hey, you know what I say? I don't know if you can say this on the show, but fuck him. Beat him up, me, okay? So if he can kick my ass, he can kick my ass. You know, go for it.
Well, I mean, one of the things that you brought up about the stuff that they said about ECW, I mean, they're kind of looking at it as, you know, they own it now, so they want to kind of get heat or whatnot. But in a way, I mean, and what you say is true, you're a guy who really, I mean, you wrestled for ECW, and whether or not WWE owns it.
I was a trainer for 2.5 years, and a lot of those guys are all calling garbage, and the guys sitting up in the balcony were laughing, they're all drunk, and everything, with guys I worked out in the ring with. And I've got out of the business, James, a couple of years. I'm just sitting up there, and I'm watching that, and I'm seeing that, even at the rehearsal that day at 3, they're trying to punk everybody out, and I thought, you know, these ECW guys, they don't want to fight nobody. They just want to try to get a job.
Yep.
You know, I'm 43 years old. And I'm just hanging out. I'm just glad to be there. And I thought, man, fuck these guys.
Yeah.
You know, if it wasn't for, you know, whatever reason, they wouldn't be. I don't want to come out here and say it, but they wouldn't be in this business anyway. And a lot of them don't have any respect for the business. Period. So if they ever worked for ECW, they wouldn't feel like it.
Well, I mean, it's almost like ECW created kind of that attitude that WWE wrote out in the late 90s, where a lot of these guys then got the jobs with the company. And do you think that they realized that ECW had such a strong hand in creating the wrestling business as it is today?
Yeah, absolutely. That attitude era you talked about that they broke records with, and a lot of guys came out of there, did real well, and people that never worked there, they don't know how it was, and they wouldn't feel that way, you know. So if they don't like what I'm saying, like I said, I had people go on my message board and trash me and say that I was scared, say that I was this. If I wanted to find these guys, I could find them. I'm working 6 nights a week, James. I am. I'm off on Mondays, and here coming up, I'll tell you, I did Tuesday through Saturday, and then I had Mother's Day and Monday, Tuesday off, and I went Wednesday through Saturday. I was off Sunday, and then I hit Monday, had two shows on a Tuesday. Then went did Wednesday, then I went to England for the 1PW, left Thursday, got back Sunday, went Tuesday through Saturday. I just started back Tuesday. I'm not off until Sunday. I had two shows this past Saturday also, one of them outside. You know what I mean? And just tired. And started back Tuesday. I'm not off until Sunday. And then I start back on the 13th. And if I'm right, I believe I'm not off for about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then, as it looks, the middle of July, like the 18th, I go to Europe for about a month there to August 20th. Two shows of them for UPW, some and others in England, some in France, maybe Ireland and Germany and Austria. So I'm looking forward to that. You know, I'm doing fine what I'm doing, but I got Sunday off. I just fight him before God got the word. Bradshaw. It's funny how Bradshaw's got a bad back. Another guy that said he beat up Kurt Peter, who's been in the business 5 minutes, has got an MMA fight, so I don't know.
Well, I mean,
Meltzer, too.
Yeah. Well, I want to ask you about those two, about both, you know, the Bradshaw and Meltzer.
Meltzer's probably the toughest one of them all. Dave Meltzer is the toughest SOB on the planet. He could whip Bradshaw and Kurt Angle at the same time.
Beautiful, man. All right, Tracy, dude, that's great, man.
Put that on your radio show, okay?
Well, the good thing about Meltzer is he doesn't he doesn't come out there with the ECW show and beat up the Blue Meany in kind of what is supposed to almost be a work, because it's on pay-per-view. They're supposed to go out there, have that big brawl at the end. I mean, you were there last year for the show, you had said. What went through your mind when, as soon as you heard about JBL kind of taking taking liberties with the Blue Mania and just pounding on him.
I just thought if he had a problem with him, he could have confronted him at 2 o'clock when we got there that day.
Mm-hmm.
And he obviously didn't do that, you know, and he was drunk by about 3.
Yeah.
He was, too, and things like that, and up there talking trash. And I heard him out by the ring around some of them guys saying something about don't hesitate to knock somebody the F out. And I was standing there with Chris Chetty, and I just, you know, I was maybe 50, 65 feet from him.
Mm-hmm.
And I just turned around and said, well, there's a flip shot side to that, you know.
Yeah.
I see in the ring, you know, like that. And kind of, you know, you saw what happened, and then you saw what happened on the tape. And I popped him a couple shots when he was held by the hand. And then he said I sucker punched him. So that's, you know, these guys had a, you know, internet TV, and they wanted me, you know, just do a shooting interview to push their site and all. So that's what I did. But it helped me, and it was a lot of fun. But, you know, I got guys on my message board and stuff saying this, saying that. There's a few of them. One says he's an English wrestler, says I'll be seeing him soon, so that narrows it down. If that's what he is, if he
okay.
is an English wrestler. So, you know, I don't know. I'm not hard to find. They just go on, plug my site here, TracySmothers.biz. Small letters. I'm not hard to find. One guy goes in there and says, I'm just going to get attention. I'm going this, going that. Why couldn't I find JBL in the airport? Why couldn't I go on his show? So I'm going to cancel one of my shows for this guy.
Yeah, well,
so, that ain't happening.
Well,
there ain't got to be in a ring. When I see him, we're going to fight.
What?
The punk bitch. Any of the Texas guys, if you know, if you got a problem with them, that's from the Murdochs, from the Funks, you know, from the DiBiases, from the Wyndhams, from the Black Jack Morgans, from, you know, any of those guys, you know, Tom Pritchard's, any of the guys that are current ones, they come at you straight up. They wouldn't hit you in the back of the head.
Yeah.
You know, like he did.
But
just a spot-picking bully, big bitch Bradshaw.
Big bitch Bradshaw. I think that's actually the thing about him that makes the situation at the ECW show.
Is that Palmer Cannon quit. He's hazed other
yep.
people. He soaks them in the shower. He's a faggot.
Well,
I don't care. It don't make me any difference. I'm not afraid of Kurt Angle either. He didn't pay any dues. He's going to sit up there and trash them and do whatever if he's got a problem. I'm just telling you right now, if they got a phone here and they called me, I'd be there Sunday.
Okay, cool.
That. Simple. That wasn't a work. That wasn't nothing. They can go to hell. He may beat me up, big deal. He ain't no cherry. I can barely walk to the bathroom. I'm so tired. But I'm sure not afraid. And they have no respect for this business or the people in it and everybody there that we're talking about. Okay? If they don't like what I'm saying, like I said, go to TracySmothers.biz. Come see me. I work more than they do.
Absolutely.
I know that. They work 4 days a week. And tell somebody else that. And whoever those faggots are that get on my message board, I'm not hard to find. They don't have to hide under some other bullshit name or say they're an English wrestler. If they are, that's great, too. It don't make me any difference. It really don't. It really don't. And that's honest. Okay? I'm just sitting here and work out a minute out here in the freaking wilderness. Okay?
Yeah,
I'm not kidding you either.
Well, I mean, on the JBL situation, talking about the hazing, do you think that today's wrestlers are kind of comfortable with their positions in these big companies, that they do things like, I mean, because the thing with JBL that's surprising is that he's been involved in so many situations where another promoter back in the old days would have either fired him or sent somebody to go take care of him out back and teach him maybe some respect like that. Right?
He's a spot picker. He's a bully. Back home, we got to say, a monkey knows what tree to climb.
Mm.
That's what he does. Okay, Ron Simmons is tough. He's not.
Yeah.
All right. Simple as that. He can dish it out, but he can't take it. He's a big baby.
Now, have you heard anything?
He's a big baby.
Have you heard anything from Bradshaw about ever since you challenged him? Has he made any comments at all?
Nothing.
Hmm.
He just picks on people he knows he can.
It's surprising.
That. He can go to hell, and whoever else that don't like it can go to hell too. That's how I feel. I've been in this business since '83. I got out in end of 2001 after 9/11, and I worked as a bounty hunter, I worked as a bodyguard, I repo cars, and I worked for some people that aren't really the nicest people all the time, but I learned a lot doing that and did, so I ain't worried about no punk bitch like him or Kurt Angle or any of the rest of them. If they don't like it, hey, like I said, I'm not hard to find. Simple as that. Guys get on the message boards talking shit on mine, you know, they don't know anything about me.
Mm-hmm.
They have these goofy names they come up with, whatever. Come see me. I really feel that way, too, because I'm from the old school, and I learned the hard way and things like that. But I learned one thing you have respect for this business or you're not worth a fuck. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much money you made, what your position is, and that's just the way I feel. I didn't think it's cool what they did to Jim Ross. I still don't.
Uh-huh.
Don't care who don't like it. Sit there and watch it. Wasn't an angle to draw money. Wasn't nothing. Just to humiliate the man. He don't deserve that.
Well, I mean, that's...
He don't deserve that.
I agree with you on that. I think the funny thing with the Jim Ross situation is that, you know, WWE sits there and, you know, you make your comments or whatnot, and I saw on your message board you had said that you had heard that that's probably one of the reasons why they're not asking you to come on the show.
That mm-hmm. reliable source. Mm-hmm. That was, and that's cool.
It sounds credible. I mean, it sounds like, you know, it would be truthful because the way WWE operates, and here is the funny part, is that they'll go out there, they'll embarrass Jim Ross, and then bring him back on TV and say, well, it was all part of an act, it was all kidding around, yet, when you make a comment about them, they don't want you on the show. Do you know what I mean? So they could do it to others, but they can't accept it themselves.
It gets off on humiliating people. Simple as that. That's what they do.
Do you think, I mean, do you think the main problem is that there's no competition for them right now, so they can kind of pick and choose which wrestlers they bring in, they can pick and choose how they treat people?
They just break them down.
Uh-huh.
They make them think and act like they want them to think. They test them. They do whatever they want to do.
Uh-huh.
Simple as that. They have their life in their hand, and they know that, and it's as simple as that.
Well, one of the things about your career is that you weren't really a part of WWE for most of it. You were in WCW as part of the Young Pistols, and you did the Southern Boys tag team, and you did the FBI. Was there any reason why you never went to WWF in the years prior to the end of ECW?
There's a handful of them that kept that from happening.
Mm-hmm.
Probably still will and still are, or whatever. I mean, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know what goes on there. I got out of the mix of it a long time ago, but I'm just an old guy hanging out and having fun, and I'm not afraid of him. He can go to hell. Vince McMahon can go to hell. I got friends dead and in their grave indirectly because of him. Because he cut out all the jobs. There used to be a lot more jobs in this business. And he takes these guys, and he's like a freaking vampire, and they fuck with him from day one. I worked with him as a trainer.
Uh-huh.
Now, they don't care about anything you do to teach them how to work. Anything to do about this business, they just wanted you to test them, to mess with them, to make them work hurt where they couldn't stand up, things like that. And it's like they woke up, who can we mess with today?
Uh-huh.
All right? Simple as that. And you saw that, and I knew I wouldn't be there long. And that's what it is. A lot of people want to say, it doesn't matter. What are they going to do, fire me? What difference does it make?
Uh-huh.
Really, I'll say what I want. I'm 43 years old. I work when I want, and I'm staying busy. I'm having a blast. I'm having more fun at it. I don't have to. You know, I don't have to take their crap, but I would like to go fight either any of those guys. And they ain't got to be in the ring either. They don't like what I'm saying. I'm not hard to find. I'm not hard to find either. And I ain't saying I can beat them up.
Mm-hmm. You're saying you'll fight. You know, exactly.
Yeah. It ain't got nothing to do with trying to get attention. A little bit. Yeah, sure it does. A little bit. Sure it helps. Sure it helps. 6 hours after I made that challenge to Kurt Angle, I got a month tour to Europe.
Nice.
So, you know, who's the dummy here?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Here's the dummy here. I got about 12 bookings from that. And still today, three of the messages, not including yours, was off of that. So, you know, things like that. But I was staying busy anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, but I mean that when I say that. I left that Sunday open because I was hoping I'd get a call to go fight. What am I bitter about? I've had a blast. I've helped more guys learn how to do this. And you know, and I've been fired from more jobs than most people's ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in and out of the business.
Yeah.
But I've had a blast doing it and all that. So I'm certainly not bitter. But I didn't think it was cool them making fun of us. And I didn't think it was cool what Bradshaw did.
Well, I think they failed to realize that you guys, there's still people out there that they don't look at ECW as a brand or as a part of WWE. They look at it as something that they participated in, and it meant a lot to them. And I think WWE fails to realize that when they do these angles, that there's people like you out there who really gave your heart to ECW and take it personally when they attack it like that.
I appreciate Paulie giving me a job and Tommy Dreamer and Candido. God bless, God rest his soul. Him and Shane Douglas were the ones that, you know, initially got me in there, and I was ready to get out because I was just so disgusted with it then, and that was in the latter part of 96, I guess, and, you know, things like that, and I had to work for a little while for Vince and for ECW until they finally let me go, and, you know, and just had a great time there, and if any of them guys ever worked there, I was there 2.5 years, then they know what it was about. It was just great dressing room, it was a great atmosphere, surprised me and made me realize why I love the business. And, you know, and like I said, a lot of them, some of them that were up there laughing at us, if it wasn't for, you know, whatever reason, they wouldn't be in the business anyway. I don't want to come out and say that, but, you know, as far as what reason, I don't know. It doesn't make me any difference. But I just didn't think it was cool. I still don't. That's how I feel. They don't like it. Hey, what are they going to do? Fire me? Kick my ass? They sure ain't getting no cherry. And whoever says he's the English wrestler, I've been waiting. It's been a little while now. I haven't seen you anywhere. If you are that, I don't know. I've been to England once. I think I know who it is. I really do. I really do. I was in Germany with him last year. He knows who I'm talking about if he's listening to this. Come see me.
Outright.
I think it's a shoot. He's talking that hard English slang. You can go on that response to which says answer questions about JBL and I and see what I'm talking about.
Okay. Well, do this. Let WWE, if WWE is listening or anybody out there is listening and they want to challenge you or accept your challenge, tell them the website. Tell them how they can get a hold of you. And
GracieSmothers.biz. Look on there. Look at my calendar. Find it. I don't know. Tell me somewhere we'll be in a field somewhere, okay? We'll go from there. Don't make me any difference. I don't need no audience.
I don't blame you, Trey.
Go to hell. Seriously, that's how I feel. That's how I feel.
No.
I'm 43 years old. I started this business in 83, and I've had a blast. And I've been around guys that made it and was glad to. And I know that a lot of the old promoters would roll over in grade, including Vince's bad dad, if he'd seen how he's doing things now. And just went in and took all the territory's top talent, closed them all down, and took all, you know, did it all, and he has what he has now. So he eliminated about 300 jobs in our business.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he did.
And now he's okay. Yeah.
There was a lot of full-time work. And you know why I say that? Because I work every night, and I'm glad to get to do it because I got to work in a lot of small territories and got a lot of nationwide exposure, so, and helped a few people. So I'm fortunate enough to get booked. But you see young guys only working one day a week when I was their age, and you see the hungry look in their eyes, and you know that you remember when there was, you know, overseas tours out, gosh, it was crazy. You begged for a day off. You always had a place to work. There were always jobs. You swapped out talent. Now they steal talent, and that's all different now because of what he did there, and he calls that ruthless aggression. So Vince, you're number one in my book, you faggot.
All right, so is that a challenge?
How I feel.
All right.
I don't like it. You know, what are they going to do? Come find me. Come see me. I'm not hard to find. And any of these jack-offs that go on my message board and say what they say, just come forward with your name as to who you are. Tell me where you want to meet and what you want to do. Come to one of the shows I'm at. Hit the ring. Please. I fucking dare you. No respect for this business or the people in it. And a lot of those guys, if it wasn't for the juice, they wouldn't be in it anyway. They would be doing hair, pumping gas somewhere, okay? Simple as that. Simple as that.
I hear you, Trey.
World Wrestling Insanity or something. Is that what it is?
That's it, man, and that's what it's all about.
Tom Pritchard's friend, right?
Yep.
I love him. I love Tom.
Tom's a great guy, man. He's
Is that not the stupidest thing in the world to fire Tom Pritchard?
Yeah.
Not an educated genius. He forgot more than Johnny Ace knows about this business, believe me.
I agree with you. Absolutely.
Me.
Tom's a class act, too.
Believe me when I say that. I heard Johnny Ace about getting fired, so put that out there.
Oh, yeah?
Animal got released, but I heard this over the weekend.
Yeah, no, I saw they had it on their website yesterday. Yeah, Animal was let go.
Fired, right?
Yeah, I know he did.
I didn't think that was cool how they dissed Hawk on that video. I really didn't think that was cool at all.
Well, all of them, man.
I'm sure his family appreciates that. He was a good man.
Yep.
He was a good guy. They didn't have to do that to sell videos.
Well, they did it with Terry Gordy. I mean, they brought up Terry Gordy's name a few months ago with Edge, and they had, everybody. They trashed somebody.
You know, I saw that with Hawk, and I just didn't think that was cool at all.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you.
That didn't have to be done. I know he has a widow, and I don't know if he has any children, and I don't even know if his mom and dad's alive, but I'm sure they saw that, and there's no need to do something like that to try to sell video. It's just Vince getting back at somebody that would defy him, that's all.
Yeah, that's another case of WWE not realizing that things that they consider to be TV can actually affect real people who have real emotions. Well,
it's just crazy.
Tracy, man, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to everybody out here. Anything you have coming up that you want to give a quick plug to before I let you go?
Well, just go to my website, TracySmothers.biz, and you see my schedule. I'm booked solid. And these people at all say they want to beat me up, come see me.
Got it,
I'm
man.
Hard to find.
All right, beautiful. Dude, it was great having you on. Thanks so much, man.
Hey, man.
All right,
thank you, buddy. God bless you. Have a good day.
Brought to you by WorldWrestlingInsanity.com. Brought to you by WorldWrestlingInsanity.com.
There you have it, guys. Tracy Smothers, not holding anything back. I told you. I told you it was not safe for work. Plenty of interesting sound bites coming out of that interview. As I mentioned, guys, we have tons and tons of guests lined up to come on in. People from all over, people you don't expect to see on the show. And as we say all the time, we have such a wide, varied amount of people. We've got everybody from Christian Cage to Samoa Joe to Tracy Smothers to Jimmy Hart to Chris Daniels to AJ Styles to Vince Russo to Demolition last week, which was great. The Iron Sheik, I mean, we've had people coming on the show, speaking their mind, and it's been great, really, to get into the minds of some of wrestling's biggest names. People have asked me about the archives, and guess what? We're actually closer now than we ever have been. Started setting up everything just the other day to start getting things ready for you guys. Give me a couple more weeks. We should have everything good to go and ready to be listened to again. This is actually our 27th show, so... Yeah, it tells you we've got a lot of guests that we've dealt with. So, yep, the archives are coming. You guys are going to enjoy it. We're going to have plenty more here on WorldWrestlingInsanity.com for you guys to play around with. Trust me, I promise you, you will definitely be happy with what we have coming. So, guys, until we meet next week, once again, this is James Gutman saying be well, and thank you so much for sharing my insanity. Take care.
Brought to you by WorldWrestlingInsanity.com.